Welcome to TJH, your go-to podcast for all things journeying home to yourself. I'm your host, Hayley Curtis, Gene Keys and Women's Transformation Guide, here to encourage and usher you into remembering who you are by peeling back the veil on all things shadow work, self-love, self-worth, relationships, Gene Keys, breakthrough, awakening, and so much more. One thing I know to be true about you is that you are utterly magnificent. And here at the Journey Home podcast, I will be walking hand in hand with you as you discover and remember your magic. Let the voyage begin. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Journey Home podcast. We are here for another of our incredible Q&A series. Oh my gosh. Megan, I am obsessed with this series. I mean, how are you feeling about it?
I think it's amazing the depth of questions that our friends over at TJH have and how tender they are in revealing themselves through their questions.
Yeah, absolutely. The caliber of the questions are really incredible, and they're so multi-layered and are beautiful invitations for us to come and answer. I mean, I love a question more than anything in the world. I'm a projector in human design, and the projector is all about waiting for the invitation. And so for me, being asked a question is that invitation to access my magic. And I thrive so much more when somebody invites me to answer something than if I just show up and I'm like, okay, what do I want to talk about today? You know, there's no difference in those two scenarios of how much wisdom and magic is in me. But when the question is asked, for some reason, I can just get to more of the juice. And so I thank you, Journey Home Women, and I thank you, Megan, for being here as the facilitator of asking these questions, because I bloody love it. I can't get enough of it.
It's so fun. Yeah.
so fun.
So I have a question from Elizabeth, and Randy also had a question very similar to this, but I'm going to read the one that Elizabeth asked, because as you and I both know, her wording is always so precise.
Oh, that woman with her 62 life's work, Gene Key.
That's right. But Randy, we want you to know we are also including you in this. So Elizabeth says, I had a bit of contemplation about the future from a university debate out of everything, and I think it will be interesting to hear your thoughts. Do we actually have any control of our future? My thinking was, our future is determined by actions and decisions that we take now, but our actions and decisions are also driven by the version of the future that we believe is true. Mm-hmm. However, we are really bad at predicting the future. There's actual research on this. So I pondered why I or businesses should even bother. But then if we accept what the future will be, how do we make decisions?
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah, right? I are you sure you wanted that cold?
Elizabeth.
Wow.
Okay, so this is hilarious. Every time Elizabeth opens her mouth, I just see her Gene Key profile. So Elizabeth is a 62 life's work, but a 61 evolution. And this is a 61, a psychosis question, a psychosis inspiration sanctity question communicated in a
62
precision way. Honestly, Elizabeth has been like, almost like I'm the scientist and she's the most incredible specimen in the laboratory. Witnessing Elizabeth, and I know she'll probably listen to this and she'll get a great laugh out of this, witnessing Elizabeth and the way in which she navigates everything, I am learning so much about the Jean Keys through her, in particular Jean Key 61 and 62, because they can be difficult to grasp. But man, I see it so clearly, and it's all just been through her just living her damn life. She's incredible. So, you know, it makes me think of Jean Key 61, because Jean Key 61 is very much driven by the question, like, what the fuck are we here for? What's it all about? Like, who are we? And there, you know, there's the big questions, like 61 holds those big questions sort of religion, where it's like this question, do we even have choice? Like, what is our future all laid out before us? This is actually a big question of spirituality. This is a big question of what it is to be human. And it's one of these big questions that we will never have a definitive answer to. And so we can debate until the bloody cows come home on this, but no one, you can debate all you like from the place of how you feel internally, but no one could ever stand up there with a set of scientific data to prove to you the truth in that question. No one. And this is the thing about the Jean Key 62. It's the shadow of intellect. It wants facts.
It wants the answer. Yeah.
Where's the
Can
answer?
I count on a future if I plan for it now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so my answer is going to be so annoying. I feel like I'm about to do a Richard Rudd and just like turn it the fuck back on all of y'all. And I'm going to say, can you be okay with there not being an answer to that question? When there isn't an answer to that question, how do you fucking live anyway? Right? Because that's the way to do it. When we let go of the need for that question to be answered, how do you naturally want to live your life? And it is through that release of answering that question that you will actually come to the truth inside of yourself. And, you know, and this is the thing, like, people can debate and all of this between it, but probably most of the people debating in that university class, even the thing that they're standing behind, are they putting it into place in their life and actually fucking thriving? Mm-hmm. Likely not. So it's like we can get caught up in this debate about it, but I think the true power is in releasing the need to answer that question and actually just starting to live your fucking life. Because, and this is the thing with Jean Key 61 of psychosis, it blocks us from truly living when we get caught up in these questions. Because if we're trying to find the answer to that question, we're not really living in this moment.
Living in the moment. Yeah.
And whether the answer is yes or no, we're not putting into practice anything now anyway, because we're caught up on the fucking question. And so I love this question so much. And these are the kinds of conversations that Elizabeth is here to inspire in the world. Like, her gift in that evolution is inspiration. And this is a very inspirational question, because it's not speaking to the future, actually. This question doesn't speak to the future. This question isn't actually trying to figure out what's out there, what do I need to do? This question is talking about the inner cavern that lives inside of you. And even the hexagram of 61, it's two solid lines, two open lines, two solid lines. And so in that hexagram, you have this little cavern in the middle. And it's like this little treasure trove that's in the inside of you. And I believe this question is actually asking, how do I access that? That's the true question of life. And we try and get caught up in like, okay, well, do I need a plan? Do I need to do this? What we're really asking is, how do I access that cavern inside of me of deep inspiration that I know is like overflowing with creativity and everything that I ever wanted and everything that I ever was? And like the dream, the pearl, like the pearl that's sitting inside of me, how do I access that? That's actually the question. And we're never going to access it by trying to answer these big questions about life and how it all works. We're only going to ever access it by fucking living in this moment and and dedicating ourselves to our own creative tugs, dedicating ourselves to the whispers of our hearts, dedicating ourselves to like being in deeper attunement with, ooh, I feel like I want to do that. And then following that thread and allowing it to unfold. And so whether your future is predetermined or not, it doesn't actually matter when you look at it through that lens. When all that matters is accessing that cavern of inspiration and genius and magic that lives inside of you, it doesn't matter then about what's how you get there and all that matters is letting that unfold by knowing that that's actually what you're after.
Okay, let me bring in Randy's question. She actually asked about, she and her husband at this point are talking about retirement. So from what you have just said, how do they, quotes, plan for retirement? I mean, do they make plans? I mean, or your business? How much planning in your business do you do? Or do you just take it a month at a time? You know, because when you're following the tugs of your heart, they might shift from, and then of course you bring in another person, like I've got Tim here. You know, does Tim love the winter as much as I do here in McCall? So do we stay during the winter? You know, I'm not sure exactly what I'm asking is that if the true answer is that pearl within us, how do you make any kind of plans for the future?
So I feel like those are actually two different questions, right? Like, so Elizabeth's question was more of a philosophy of life, more of
yes, this is true, except she did ask, do we even bother as a business to make plans for the future?
So when we come into that point then, so part of when you drop deeper into that inspiration and you're like, whoa, and the things are moving and you feel connected to who you are, something that will very naturally occur is this, and this is where Gene Key 32 comes in, which is actually Elizabeth's purpose. Oh my God, this is such an Elizabeth question. Gene Key 32 comes in of this preservation where we are preserving what matters for the future. And that is a very natural human thing to do. It's actually built into our design to preserve that which matters for the future. So for example, in terms of retirement, when you're deeply connected to yourself and you're like, okay, like you understand that this is, you know, following that pull of the heart, part of that pull of the heart is going to be about being realistic and having a fucking nest egg that you're not going to then just be homeless at 65.
Right.
And this is part of that self-trust. And so it's very natural for us to preserve in this way, because at the same time as following those heart tugs in the moment, we also have this like deeper North Star that it's the big vision. Like we have these longer visions for our lives that we know we're moving toward. But if we get too caught up on just that big long-term vision, we then stop living in the now, and then we end up not actually putting our feet on the ground to ever get there. And that's then where we feel like we're constantly failing. We can never manifest our dreams. This is Gene Key 41, right? Fantasy, where we just get caught up in the fantasy of the big dream. And then we're like, but I can't seem to fucking make it happen. It's because we're too much ahead. So there's this balance to be found of knowing that we have this North Star, knowing that we have these visions, knowing that we have these things that we know that we want to preserve, and then trusting ourselves in the now to actually have the feet on the ground to be making that happen. And so, you know, there's this level of trust that then we come to within ourselves. You can trust yourself to make the right decisions when you're taking the time to connect.
And I think a resilience comes in as well, to be able to accept when something doesn't come about in the way that you, quote, thought it might.
Yes.
You know, I mean, in truth, our retirement is totally different because as soon as we came up here to Idaho, we lived in Southern California. We came up to Idaho. Our plan was to take our motor home in the winter and go traveling and, you know, find a place to park in a warmer climate, right? We got up here and I absolutely remembered from my childhood how much I loved winter. And if Tim were to rip me away from winter here on this beautiful property we have, I would have been a very sad soul.
Yeah.
Very sad soul. So he was resilient enough to know that we're going to spend all year here. You know, he was, I don't know, is resilient even the right word? Or he knew enough that, okay, that future dream that we had, that we bought the motorhome for, we spent 1 year doing that, and that was enough. Now it serves as a home or, you know, an extra bedroom, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Holding your plans loosely.
Yeah.
And that's, I guess that's that Gene Key 41 with the big dream, the big vision of where you know that you're going. It's like, okay, yeah, I'm safe to hold that dream. I'm safe to dream it. But at the same time, I'm just as safe for that to radically change tomorrow.
And really, the dream wasn't the motorhome. It wasn't warm climates. It was two people being happy together and happy in themselves. That was the dream.
Yes.
You know, and we just thought it might look like that, you know. So,
Because then we can get so regimented or so, like, we create this fantasy of exactly what we think that it needs to look like, that then when it doesn't happen in that way, then we can feel like we're failing. And there we are, straight back in Gene Key 32 again. It's a Gene Key of failure.
Right,
and we
right.
think that we're failing, but we're not actually failing. And it's just working out different to what our mind thought that it should look like. Because let's remember that for a moment. These dreams that we have, you have the North Star lives in your heart, but then your mind can be real sneaky cheeky. Take that North Star and fabricate a whole mind vision around it, where you then create this thought pattern of this is how it needs to look like for me to be happy. And then when it doesn't line up with how your mind thinks that it needs to look, we think that we're failing or we think that we've made the wrong decision. But that's not necessarily the case. And so when we can hold our plans loosely, so planning is important. However, when you plan too much, it's an issue. Right? It's actually the dilemma of Gene Key 41 is planning. It's the dilemma of fantasy, planning.
Yeah.
Because you can have all of your plans and they could all go to shit. Right?
Yeah.
But the problem with planning, though, when we overplan, when you overplan, you are more likely to not actually put the plan into place because you'll keep planning.
Right.
And
you'll
never do.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I know I've got to wait for the plan to be better before I can decide. I need to write my 10,000th pros and cons list before I can decide.
Right.
I need to, you know, I need like a fucking dragonfly to fly in front of my window before I can decide. You know, we can even get caught up on these more, you know, mystical things as well, where we're waiting for this and that. And you'll wait for fucking ever.
Yeah.
Right. And so there is this thing about moving towards the future that you have to have your feet on the ground, actually doing shit now, knowing that that's all that exists is you in the present moment.
Right.
But you in the present moment can be doing things that is going to be preserving goodness for future you. Hell yeah.
Right.
But not to the point where you're caught up.
We do live in a time continuum. I mean, there is time here in this world. So it is, I love all of the answers. And I actually love weaving in Elizabeth's more esoteric question with Randy's, how do I plan for retirement question, you know?
And like you plan for retirement by living fully in the now. And because
And this isn't because you can hear that answer and be like, oh, but if I live fully in the now, well, then I'm going to be fucked in the future because I'm not going to have anything set aside.
Right.
Wrong. Because if you're living fully in the now, you will be naturally in your preserving nature just as much as in your joyful, delightful nature as well. Like, you can trust yourself. We're not idiots.
Yeah.
We can trust ourselves. Because if you're living fully, if you think you're living fully in the now, but you're just blowing everything away and you're churning through all of your money and then you're left on the skin of your ass in 10 years' time, you weren't actually living fully in the now. That was a shadow state of escapism, and that,
yeah.
Nah. Like, you can trust yourself that when I completely show up for myself in this moment, it's incredible your intelligence of how you actually are investing in your future by being in the now, because you're actually doing the things, taking the steps, doing the stuff, doing the hard fucking work. Doing the hard work doesn't happen in the future. It happens right now. And it's about taking those steps each day. So, you know, our answers to this question is a little bit fluffy, because it is.
It's not easy, though. Being in the present moment isn't necessarily easy.
No. And I mean, that's a whole nother topic. But I feel like the best part of this conversation was towards the start there, where it was Elizabeth's question and the answer being, you're never going to know. And so if you live from that place of accepting that you're never going to know, that itself is going to ignite you to be able to move on your destined path, no matter if it was predestined or not, doesn't fucking matter. It's the letting go of that question that's actually going to put you firmly in your path.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I loved that so much. Like, I'm covered in goosebumps, I think because I'm also a bit cold, but also because I'm inspired.
Take them both.
Oh, and I mean, that Gene Key 61, that's my SQ. It's like, yeah, it's the flavor of my heart. And then it is Bevan, my husband. It's his core wound vocation. And so there's a lot of that 61 energy in my household, in my life, not in my household at the moment. Bevan and I live in different countries at the moment.
Yeah.
Which isn't that ridiculous. But again, trusting in it. I live in a different country from my husband. Did I ever think that that would be okay? No. But am I completely okay? Yes. So can you plan your future? No. Can you trust your now? Yes. You know, it's like even that in itself. But yeah, this beautiful energy of the 61 and seeing that unlock, it's so juicy. If you have got 61 in your profile, you may need help with it. It is a difficult one, but it's only difficult because we make it difficult because we don't want to accept the ease of the answer, which is to just let go of the question.
It's letting go of having to know.
Well, thank you so much, Randy and Elizabeth, for those incredible questions. Thank you, Megan, for joining me and being such a brilliant co-host. I just love doing these with you.
I do too, with you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you, everyone. And we will talk to you very soon. Thank you so much for joining me today. It is such an honor to bring my heart directly to your ears. The TJH podcast is in her early days. So if you could take a quick moment to leave a rating on Spotify or write a review on Apple Podcasts, I would be extremely grateful. And if you enjoyed the episode, I encourage you to share it with a friend to help spread the Journey Home message far and wide across the globe. I deeply appreciate you, and I will chat to you again very soon.